Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning into the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning into the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you have a comment or opinion that you'd like to give about today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the show. Again, that call is 818-301-5834. Now, before we get started, let's see, today's weather, right now we have rain in the ATL and 66 degrees. Looking at a high today of 72. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83, low 58. Wednesday, thunderstorms, high 76, low 50. Thursday, you have rain and 61 degrees. Friday, 62. Saturday, high 70. Sunday, high 77. And next Monday, high 79. Okay, so you're looking at a great week, end of the week. But today and during the week, looks like it's going to be some rain out there. Okay, and again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, again, thanks, guys. And let's see, today's word of the day is brachiate. Brachiate. Brachiate is a noun, is a verb, and it's spelled B-R-A-C-H-I-A-T-E, brachiate. And brachiate is, the meaning of brachiate is to progress by swinging from hold to hold by the arms. To progress by swinging from hold to hold by the arms. Brachiate. They give an example. Sarah sat on the park bench and watched as her 5-year-old son confidently brachiated along the monkey bars. Okay, brachiate. All right, I get it. We got it. To swing, grabbing on, hold to hold by the arms. That is brachiate. That's a very good word. It's an exclusive word. And it will be, if you're listening to the show, on Wednesdays, there's a contest for Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband that you can win if you know the word of the day for the past week. And we're going to give that away on Wednesday at 10:40. Our new time is 10:30 a.m. show. So our Wednesday giveaway will be at 10:40. Okay, at 10:40. And let's see. Let's see here. If you guys give me 1 second, I'll be right back. Let's listen to a little music. I'll be right back, guys. Thank you. We'll be right back. Okay, thanks guys for hanging out and waiting for me, getting text messages here and not sure how to handle them. But anyway, here we go. Let's see. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I know I did, and it was some great weather, especially on yesterday and the weekend. And congratulations to the South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball team. They won the national championship. And tonight, I don't know how many of you guys are interested, but tonight is the men's college basketball national championship. And it's going to be North Carolina and Gonzaga. Carolina and Gonzaga. Should be a great game. Hope you guys tune in and check it out. So today's episode is entitled If She Makes More Money Than You, Should She Pay Most Often? So we're going to discuss the non-traditional thing of the woman who makes more money should pay most often. And I believe that, you know, and I believe that, you know, women who do make more money than you, I think they should be, initial about it, or they should initiate that in the beginning, is that a woman who is out with you, you guys on a mutual date or whatever, and you're trying to get to know each other, or and things like that, is that you know, she should start off the date like that. And so when you think about it, if she makes more money than you, and you guys have talked about it and things like that, then, you know, if she knows that she makes more money than you, then things should work out. She should even offer. She should offer to put that out there. You know, she should offer to pay for dinner, pay for the date, whatever. Even sometimes to even pick you up, right? Even sometimes to pick you up. And you know, again, she should be the one to I'm getting tied up, guys, with this stuff. And again, she should be the one to grab you guys and, you know, kind of understand, okay, and say, I'll pay, or I'll help out, or anything like that, especially if, you know, it's the interesting thing of being, you know, like, I don't know what you call it, in the way of hitting down there, you know, and if she's gonna take care of you, okay, and pay what she needs to pay, then I think that will help the situation gravely from the beginning. If you have a girl that's willing to spend her money and help out at the blink of a hat, at the drop of a hat, that's what we look for. That's what us guys look for, is a woman who will step in and say, I'll pay this time. I'll pay tonight. Hey, how about I pick you up and we go out? You know, these are the things that men look for in a woman, qualities that men look for in women. Okay? And I think that helps the relationship tremendously. Tremendously. And that's just the way it is. So if you guys want to get that going that way, I think that's what should happen. Women should pay most often if they make more money. 818-301-5834 is the number. That's where you guys can call in and give your comments or opinions on the subject. Hey, hey guys, I'm having so many things happen to me all at once, and I'm going in 15 different directions. I can't concentrate on the show. Just being honest with you, I can't concentrate on the show. I'm going to close out now. I got so many things going on. Join me tomorrow, same place, same time, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and arrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.
Ooh, boy.
knock.